suffer both to grow until the harvest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Have you ever had a tribulation in your life which is bad enough that it seems to get in the way of practicing your religion? Today's Gospel tells us in no uncertain terms that we need to be patient when facing injustice and concentrate our lives to live in virtue more than opposing evil. When starting to tell this parable, our Lord, seated in Peter's boat, had only to lift his eyes above the heads of the crowd standing on the shore to see, in the near distance, a man sowing in field. And he then made use of this familiar sight to teach an important truth about life in the kingdom of God upon earth, in order that his disciples would not lose heart when, in spite of all their efforts, men would not be converted. Our Lord teaches in this parable that the complete separation of the evil from the good will only take place at the end of the world. To really appreciate the tranquility which should rule any disciple of Christ, let us look to the martyr commemorated today, Saint Apollonia, who suffered under the Roman persecutions in Alexandria in the year 249. We know about this persecution from the letters of Saint Dionysius of Alexandria. This persecution of Christians happened at the time when public morality of the Roman Empire was in its all-time low. Rome was ruled by the Emperor Philip, who had just finished of celebrating the 1,000th anniversary of the establishment of this great Roman Empire. According to contemporary accounts, the festivities were magnificent and included spectacular games and theatrical presentations throughout the whole city. In the Colosseum, more than 1,000 gladiators were killed, along with hundreds of exotic animals. When the pagans of Rome were celebrating, probably very few of them happened to notice that the pagans in great city of Alexandria stirred up against the Christians on the motive of religion. The first victim of their rage was a venerable old man named Metras. The pagans told him that he was to speak very impious words against the worship of the one true God. Metras flatly refused to do so. So the mob clubbed him viciously, and having dragged him into one of the suburbs, stoned him to death. The next person they seized was a Christian woman called Quinta, whom they carried to one of their temples. They then told her to pay divine worship to a pagan idol. But Quinta, instead of offering veneration, started to mock and verbally abuse the ridiculous idol statue, which, as the Book of Wisdom so eloquently says, is a dead thing made by a mortal man with his wicked hands. This so infuriated the people that they dragged Quinta by her heels upon the pavement of sharp pebbles and after cruelly scourging her, killed her. The rioters by this time were in the height of their fury. Alexandria seemed like a city taken by storm. But the Christians made no opposition, but took the effort to flee their persecutors. They had no concern for the loss of their goods. They took this loss with joy, because their hearts had no ties whatsoever on earth. Next, the pagans seized the admirable Saint Apollonia, who was a virgin and by that time very old woman. The mob beat out all her teeth and made a great fire outside the city and threatened to cast her into it if she did not say blasphemous words. She asked a moment's delay, as if to think over their proposal, but to convince her persecutors that she cared nothing of the world and was eager to get into heaven. As soon as she had a moment of liberty, she leaped into the flames with joy. Dear faithful, today as every day, God gives us a message through the heroicness of the martyrs. And that age-old message is that we are made to face evil and tribulation of this world with courageous heart, because we are not part of this world. Even though our times are different from the Roman persecutions, no man goes through this life without making enemies who will at times seek revenge for injuries, whether real or imaginary. And as the servants of the parable, we often would like to root out the evil because it develops into our loss. How often this happens, that someone hurts or insults us, and we can immediately think nothing but revenge. We would certainly, by our revenge, rectify the injustice done to us. But at the same time, we would destroy the wheat in our souls together with the weeds. As Solomon writes, "My son, prove thy soul in thy life, and if it be wicked, give it no power." In our parable, knowing that rooting out all the weeds was impossible, the master of the harvest therefore made the only possible decision: suffer both to grow until the harvest. Once the harvest was finished, the young lads of the neighborhood were entrusted with the task of burning the weeds, bundle after bundle. Just as the good seed must by necessity grow for a time in close contact with the bad seed, so too, until the final judgment, there will be men both good and evil. The followers of Christ must not be indifferent to evil. It is good and just to oppose the monstrous things rampant in our age, like abortion, blasphemy, immorality, and so on. But what we must, through the meditation of this gospel, to realize is that although we can and we should try to make this world a better and more God-fearing place, we cannot expect to see evil completely vanished from this world. Suffer both to grow until the harvest. as God is patient, we must be patient in regarding the evil we see around us. What, on the other hand, is in our power, and to what we should concentrate more, is the acquisition of virtue rather than removal of evil. Our lives should not be filled with protests and works against evil, but with many positive acts of faith, hope, and charity, which purify and cultivate our soul. We see this in the heroic perseverance of the martyrs of Alexandria, and how filled they were with love of God. We know from history that Alexandria was one of the great Christian centers of the empire. The Christian apologists Clement of Alexandria and Origen both lived part or all of their lives in that city, where they wrote, taught, and debated. And the constancy of the Christians in Alexandria was equal to their disinterestedness to the evil pagan society. For of all who fell into the hands of the pagans, Saint Dionysius wrote that he knew no one that renounced Christ, not a single one. As these courageous martyrs of Alexandria, we can never allow ourselves to be put to sleep by the false happiness of the world. For if that happens, an enemy comes and sows cockle among the wheat. You have no power, at least not a decisive power, to cut out evil from our age. But you are the master of your own household, and you have the power to say, "May the whole world outside live in debauchery, but impurity will never enter inside my walls. May the whole world blaspheme to their dying breath, but offensive words shall never proceed from my mouth or from the mouths of my children." Martyrs rather died than even pretended to say blasphemous words. And as it written by Solomon, "Therefore he that speaketh unjust things cannot be hid, neither shall the chastising judgment pass him by." Dear faithful, to bear infamy and all kinds of trouble with heroic constancy and virtue is true courage and greatness of soul, and the test and triumph of virtue. Trouble will be our portion until our last moment. "Wilt thou that we go and gather it up?" The Master says, "No, lest perhaps, gathering up the cockle, you root up the wheat also together with it. Suffer both to grow until the harvest." Let us not be more severe than the Master whenever we meet malice, wickedness, and sin. The best way to win over the poor, deluded soul of pagans of the world is by prayer, mortification, and kindness. For with that, not only you show him what a true virtue is, you also cultivate your own place in heaven after the harvest. When we turn our main attention away from evil and concentrate what is good, it does not mean we are ignoring the evil. For we know from the mouth of God Himself that evil will in the end infallibly be punished. When the angels do the reaping at the end of the world, the good shall be forever separated from the wicked. This world, with all its games, amusements, and also with all its tribulations, will one day arrive to its finals. There will be raised the final great championship game, but all the bets are off, since the result has been revealed beforehand. Gather up first the cockle and bind it into bundles to burn. Make sure in your life that you give thanks to God, who has redeemed you with the immense price of our Lord's precious blood. And as St. Paul writes us today, everything you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.